The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we talk about beauty, in Islam, beauty starts entirely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, any beauty we see is that which comes from Him. And therefore, anything not connected to Him cannot be defined by Him as beautiful. Yeah? It has to be connected to Him. And this is something that I think we have to understand. Because we will label a lot of things as beautiful. We will label a lot of things as nice. But does God view them as such? Because beauty only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is our theological understanding on the concept of beauty, right? Now when you look at the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's everywhere. We see, for example, manifestations of His beauty in His creation, right? You look at the world that we live in, right? And again, this is where like mentally we have to separate actions of human beings from the things that we see, right? But this world that we live in, it's beautiful, yeah? It's beautiful, right? Like right now, we are covered in snow, but you can go for a beautiful hike and it's beautiful, right? When the weather changes, it's beautiful. And this is only in our region here in Peel. You look at Caledon, you look at Halton, you look at these areas where you can go to, it's beautiful. But then you travel the world, Subhanallah, it's beautiful. The oceans, the deserts, the animals that roam this world. There's no other way to describe it when you see it in its nature, but Subhanallah, it's beautiful. And this is what God says in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, in Suratul Qaf, verses 6 through 8, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا. He says, have you not seen or looked up towards the heavens and see how we have adorned them? وَزَيَّنَّاهَا, and how we have beautified them. وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجِ. You will not find any gaps or anything inconsistent in this creation. وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. He says, and we have made the earth plain and cast upon it mountains, and we have made to grow in there everything of beauty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Then what does He end this passage with? Tabsiratan wa dhikra likulli abdin munib. Yeah, that pay attention to these things. See how beautiful these things are, because they are a sight and as a reminder to every servant who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, that means if you pay attention, we pay attention, you can't but say what God has created is absolutely beautiful, right? And this beauty is all around us. Maybe we take it for granted. Maybe that beauty is dependent on my mood. I'm not feeling good, so I don't see things. But if I can just eliminate me from the equation, yeah, then what happens is that I begin to see God in everything. You know, it's really interesting. Right now in that Wednesday night classes that we teach, one of the hadith that we are discussing is a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, where he says, "A'rifu Allah billah." Yeah, he says, know God. Now not know as in ilm, but irfan, a'rif, yeah. "I'rifu Allah billah." Means know God by God, yeah, through God. It's really interesting, and not with, through God, yeah, like back to God. So Mulla Faith Kashani, one of the great arifs and scholars that we've had, you know, he's written tremendous books, like Al-Haqa'iq. It's a masterpiece of akhlaq. It's been translated into English. It's called Spiritual Mysteries and Ethical Something. You know, it's a book published by ICAS, but it's a manual, yeah, of akhlaq. But he says that, you know, how do we understand this hadith? I'rifullah billah. Like, know God through God. He says that in our existence, there are two forms of existence. There is one which is the bare existence. Existence is who we are. Yeah, the fact that I exist, my perfection stems from that existence. If no matter what I have, if I don't exist, I have nothing. Right? So existence is the bare. It's the reality. And then the second is our mahiya. Yeah, the mahiya is basically the things that we have. So like we have akhlaq, we have good looks, we have good voice, we have intellect. These are the additional things that we have that make us who we are, that is added to our existence. Right? You understand that or no? Right? So he said, most of the time we end up learning about God through these external factors. I look, which is an external gift I have, but I see the beauty of God, right? And nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. This is how we learn, this is how we understand, this is how we appreciate. But it says there are other times when I can eliminate all of these other things and I tap into the bare minimum, the bare requirement, which is existence, and recognize that my existence is directly linked to the existence of God. And when I understand God from that existence perspective, I have understood God through God. Yeah? Subhanallah. Understand that. This is like amazing, right? Where I don't look at externally. You see, externally, I'm always going to have tainted glasses. Ah, but I didn't like this. This was good, but I didn't like that. Oh, it was nice outside, but too cold. I always find something wrong. Yeah? Because I am putting myself in the equation. But the moment I can eliminate myself, I find God through God. Yeah? And that's a very powerful way of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when I look through these things, everything God has created is without a doubt beautiful. Even if you look at the creation of a human being, right? Both from the external form, how we look externally, how we are, our heads are on top, our legs are on the bottom, we have two hands, we don't have eyes in the back of this entire creation that we have externally is beautiful, right? It's beautiful. And similarly, the internal nature that we have, which is our soul that has the potentiality of becoming divine, is beautiful. And this is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, right, Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in, خَلَقَ, the one who perfected everything that he created. وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ طِينَ, and I created, or I began the creation of human beings through dirt, through clay, right? The existence of a human being, God says, I have perfected. Therefore, if he has perfected it, our creation is beautiful, right? We're again not talking about what we define as beauty, right? Like I have certain standards of beauty, you have certain standards of beauty, we all have other. But that's not what God is concerned with. What God is concerned with is the creation of that human being in its essence is beautiful. And so when we look at that perspective, we find that everything that God has created is beautiful.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.